Hi, beautiful soul. It's Chirona, Unity Hope. And I am wanting to talk to you about the incoming evolutionary wave of Uranus in Taurus. Uranus has not been in Taurus since 1942. So this is a huge moment. It has major significance for humanity and for you. The celestial being Uranus has been charging through the mystery school of Aries for the last 8 years, weaving a really fast-paced, fiery, revolutionary energy, urging us to kickstart a restoration of justice and the cosmic order of things here on Earth. In May 2018, he shifts gears as he enters the earthy realms of the Taurus Mystery School, where he'll stay until 2025-2026. As he does so, he is bringing a really welcome slowdown to the fast-paced, IT-driven, fury-fueled rebellion we have just experienced. So as you attune to this incoming energy and move with it over the next 8 years, you can really expect to slow down your pace and really ground into the earth, to experience a deepening of your connection to Gaia. You can expect to become more fully present to each moment, to have inspirational downloads allowing you to create innovative and unique ways to experience greater pleasure in your physical body and to enjoy greater connection with others. In fact, Uranus, having just left Aries, with Chiron having just entered Aries, is supporting you to find a path forward that allows you to experience the full pleasure and joy of your humanity, that Uranus in Taurus energy, while also being the warrior of peace, that Chiron in Aries energy. This means you are being called to witness the injustice and imbalance in our world, to be vulnerable enough to feel the effects of this compassionately, and to act as best you can in your own unique ways to bring a world out of balance back into balance once more, to create justice and liberty for all, to restore the cosmic order of things. While also at the same time, Uranus will be guiding you to be progressive in all things Taurus, to find a balance within as to how to concurrently enjoy your life to its fullest, to be maximizing and extending feelings of joy, pleasure, and playfulness in your life, while also being really present as the warrior of peace. So let's face it, we have a big job to do here on Earth. And to heal our world, we need to be fully energized, alive, and lit up. So this is a revolutionary way of being. It's a new way of being. We're on the front line of this evolutionary wave. The fifth dimensional warrior of peace, who totally thrives in their humanity, living heaven on earth. It's going to take some adjustment. It's going to take trial and error. But we'll get there. It's exciting. At the same time, with this movement of Uranus through Taurus, if it's an issue for you, you will be seeing how you hold scarcity consciousness and fear associated with that within you. And you'll be asked to heal and surrender that. As a result, there'll be a focus on transforming the physical structures and systems in your life that operate from a foundation of scarcity, and also in our world, especially all things to do with correct use of resources and money. This is just an area so needed as we attempt to co-create our new fifth dimensional world. Finally, there will be a focus, hallelujah, on innovative and creative ways to sustainably use the Earth's resources. The Great Awakener, Uranus, comes to facilitate a sustainable energy renaissance in perfect time. So needed. So this wave and the shift it calls us to will not always be easy. I mean, Uranus, the Great Awakener, operates from the place of whatever it takes. And if you're not listening, if you're off path, if you're got your head in the sand, Uranus has no issues with getting the big universal stick out and whacking you behind the knees or across the head. That's how he operates. But what we can know is that this shift is going to be big. It holds huge, surprising potential. And that to best surf this wave, you must become one with it. Listen, observe, adjust, adapt, be swift on your feet and flow with its urgings. Connect to your higher self. Listen. Listen to the signs. Be aware of what's going on. Be aware of the divine timings. Adjust accordingly. All while being fully present to the moment, feeling the rush and the joy of the wave, the pleasure of the ride as you travel. Never forget, my starry friend, you are a powerful co-creator who informs the mysteries as much as they inform you. Together, let's call upon Uranus to surprise and delight us, allowing magic, miracles, and brilliant out-of-the-box ideas to light up our life and our world. Bring it on, that's what I say. So I encourage you to keep reading through this article. There's so much here for you. I share 5 top tips to help you navigate that. Some really great questions to ask yourself as this energy impacts you, to help you to attune, adjust, and flow. I invite you to join me for a once-in-a-lifetime global mastery initiation and light body activation event on the day that Uranus enters Taurus. It's going to be magnificent. You'll find that below as well. If that event is over, within a few weeks of that event, I will be making the Galactic Shamanic Journey from that event and the light language from that event available here on this page and in my shop, so that you can work with that over the coming 8 years to incredibly support yourself. I also offer some really great additional tools that can support you, some books and the like. I encourage you to tune into them as well. We will also have a look at how this energy played out in 1934-42 when Uranus was last in Taurus, and learning from that, contemplate how we do take the next evolutionary leap and bring the experience, inform the mysteries to bring the experience to us in much more pleasant ways with surprise and delight. That's what we want. So it's just been such a joy to connect with you here, to share this information. I am so blessed to be able to journey with you as the Star Priestess that I am, as the Light Language Channel that I am, and as the human that I am, who gets maximum pleasure and joy from doing just this. My heart to yours, my soul to yours. Blessings be. Kairona, Unity Hope, the 4th of May, 2018. Bye for now.